Thank you to the special person who allowed me to record their private session. While listening, you'll hear me lead them through the spiritual freedom technique. As you listen, help yourself and humanity by doing the taps along with us. I'll state a sentence, which is a core belief of the client that needs to be released. Repeat that statement out loud 3 times while continuously tapping the top of your head, and a 4th time while continuously tapping on your chest. If you have any resistance, reaction like tingling, yawning, or a sense of calm or irritation, it is evidence that the energy is shifting. You can learn more about SFT, my books, and techniques to uplift humanity at genuinehealingwithaj.com. Thank you. Let me get that on recording. What was that?
I said I'm in awe in what you do. It's so incredible.
Okay, I'm feeling you. Do you feel that release in the back? You might not. It's like the back of the lungs. It feels like someone... Did you have someone who had pneumonia or something? Or someone you're thinking of?
No, I don't know of anybody that had pneumonia recently, but I do have back problems.
Okay, good. Is it like it's not lower back, it's mid back?
Uh-huh.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
It feels like a lung issue from you from a past lifetime.
Oh, wow.
And that's why it feels like it's being triggered by the recent current events. So what I'm getting is when I went through anatomy and physiology, they taught you about the tapping to get the fluid out of the lungs.
Oh, wow.
And it feels like someone's doing that to you so hard, and it's almost like it's bruised your back. Because they were desperate to save you, and that's all they had. Does that make sense? You're sensitive in energy, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so...
Yeah.
Do you do healing work?
I'm beginning. I'm doing gridding, and just trying to do my best and learn through the process.
Okay, so I'm going to stop you right then. The answer is yes. None of this meek bullshit. Because I hear in your sound frequency, you're a healer. Just repeat after me. Yes, I am a dynamic healer.
Yes, I am a dynamic healer.
Thank you. Was that so hard?
No.
Why is it so freaking hard for people to say it? As if something, you're going to get burned at the stake again for being a healer. No, it's not going to happen. And you know what your rule of thumb is? If I'm out there, if I'm out in the world doing what I am doing, then they're going to come after me before you. So as long as I'm here, you're safe.
Thank you.
Oh, you need to hear that. None of this meek bullshit.
Okay.
And, oh my gosh. You're another easy one. You just hear these words and you shift. Do you feel yourself shifting?
Yeah.
You were a little girl burned at the stake. A little girl. Maybe 12.
Wow.
Oh. Man, dreadful. So have you tried any other taps on my page?
I have done taps. I do almost every day the energetic cleanse.
Good job.
Well, with lots of things just keep popping up. I'm like, oh, gonna tap this.
Well, it's not just popping up, that's your higher self telling you what to tap out.
Yes.
So that's dynamic healing. That's not, I'm just starting. I don't know. Well, No, whoever's trying to make you feel meek, whatever modality you're being trained, don't let them subjugate you.
Okay.
Because whatever they're teaching, you know more than the teachers.
Wow.
All right? So, if and you can even see their egos at play, right? One is less prevalent, but one you can see. Is there more than one teacher?
I have a few teachers, yes.
Okay, one of them you can really see the ego. They're likable, but you can still see the ego.
Okay.
You know who it is.
Yes, I think I do. Yeah, I got a mental image. Yes.
Yeah, so anyways, that's us communicating in energy. You're showing me who it is. So if you can show me who it is, obviously you can show yourself.
Yeah.
That's how it works. You don't need to get too entrenched in any modality anymore to be a dynamic healer. In the past, you needed a label. Does that make sense? Okay, so I don't call myself a psychic, a medium, an animal communicator, and all these different subsects. When you're exponential, you do it all, and you do it all. So by you trying to use one modality and make it and squeeze yourself into that modality, you're actually limiting yourself. Do you see what I mean? Okay, so you don't want to go backwards.
Okay.
So I'm tuning in. I'm going to give you something to say. It's good. You're going to say it three times. Did you feel your diaphragm just open up? It's okay if you didn't. It's just, there was like a bunch of smoke trapped in there from a past lifetime.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. So, I release the trauma of being burned alive in all moments. Say it three times, we'll tap it on your head, and a fourth time we'll tap it on your chest, okay?
Okay. I release the trauma of being burned in another lifetime.
No, you don't just make stuff up. You say it just the way I say it. The ego's trying to like prevent you from doing it. Yeah. I release the trauma of being burned alive in all moments.
Okay. I release the trauma of being burned alive in all moments. I release the trauma of being burned alive in all moments. I release the trauma of being burned alive in all moments. I release the trauma of being burned alive in all moments.
You did three on the head and once on the chest, right?
Yes, three on the head and one on the chest, yes.
I release sucking down smoke in all moments.
I release sucking down smoke in all moments. I release sucking down smoke in all moments. I release sucking down smoke in all moments. I release sucking down smoke in all moments. I release sucking down smoke in all moments.
I remove the smoke in all moments.
I remove the smoke in all moments. I remove the smoke in all moments. I remove the smoke in all moments. I remove the smoke in all moments.
I remove the fluid from my lungs in all moments.
I remove the fluid from my lungs in all moments. I remove the fluid from my lungs in all moments. I remove the fluid from my lungs in all moments. I remove the fluid from my lungs in all moments.
I remove the heat from my lungs in all moments.
I remove the heat from my lungs in all moments. I remove the heat from my lungs in all moments. I remove the heat from my lungs in all moments. I remove the heat from my lungs in all moments.
So this is really an interesting point, and this is like new research right now with you. Is it feels like in the earlier lifetime, you were burned alive and your lungs burned from, you know, you sucked in heat and you sucked in and burnt your lungs, right? So then in a future incarnation, you had fluid in your lungs, like water. And it's almost like your lungs collecting water was its attempt to put out the flames in its body. It was trying to heal that emotional issue from a past lifetime.
Wow.
Isn't that really profound?
Very, very profound.
I release the burning of my lungs in all moments.
I release the burning of my lungs in all moments. I release the burning of my lungs in all moments. I release the burning of my lungs in all moments. I release the burning of my lungs in all moments.
So this modality of gritting, is there
crystals.
Oh, okay. So you know you are a human. Pamela is pure. I am so sorry. Pamela is pure. She is not one of the egos.
No. I know.
Okay, but I just want to make sure. I didn't realize that you were doing it through Pamela. Pamela is pure. Yeah. So whatever you can do with Pamela and this, that's great.
Yeah.
Okay, good. I'm relieved because...
She's amazing. I love Pamela.
I love Pamela too, and I don't. It's just those subtle other energies. But okay.
I get it.
Okay. And they're all wonderful people. They're just not clear yet.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. There's a lot of people, right? It's not just one or two, right?
No, yeah.
Okay, so it's not the people right at the top. Got it.
No.
Okay, good. I just want to make that clear, so... Oh. Oh. Was there a teaching before this that you were doing?
A teacher or?
A spiritual teaching or something before the gritting.
I'm thinking. I've been interested in the spirituality for many years. So I had another teacher. She was more into making money as opposed to...
Okay, that's the one I'm picking up on.
Yeah.
Okay, so do the energetic cleanse with her.
Okay. All right.
I'm so relieved we cleared that up.
Yeah.
No, the gritting is awesome.
Thank you.
And do whatever modality that other one was teaching.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. See, I'm not just doing in the present, I'm doing in all, you know, all time and space.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's good to work with Pamela.
Yeah, and you too. You're amazing.
Oh, thank you. Oh, I'm just clearing out. Because I don't want there to be any misunderstandings that I was speaking of that group.
Right.
So I have to clear out my words from that. That's how important integrity is with what we do. I didn't do any damage. It's so important that someone can see their own stuff, you know what I mean? And not be above fixing things.
Yeah.
So, we gotta fix your lungs and so the hips, do your hips still hurt? Is this right now or is this only in, have you had children?
I had, yes, I have 3 boys. Yeah, my hips do hurt.
Good. It's from childbirth.
Oh.
So I didn't know this, but when you give birth, your hips kind of unhinge so you can open up. And so what happened with you is you didn't, when you released the baby and your hips closed again, they didn't close properly. They were skewed.
Oh, that makes sense.
Doesn't that feel what it is?
Yeah.
So I'm working on that right now. I released the trauma of childbirth. In all moments.
I release the trauma of childbirth in all moments. I release the trauma of childbirth in all moments. I release the trauma of childbirth in all moments. I release the trauma of childbirth in all moments.
Did you have the slightest disappointment that it wasn't a girl?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Good.
It was a little more than the slight.
Okay, I just didn't want to offend you because, yes.
No.
So that was why you didn't unhinge properly, because you knew this was, you weren't going to do this again. 3 was enough, right? And so when you had your 3rd and found out it was a boy, and then you realized you didn't have your girl, that disappointment wedged into your hip area. Does that resonate?
Yeah, very much in my heart, very much, yes.
I release the disappointment in not having a girl in all moments.
I release the disappointment in not having a girl. In all moments, I release the disappointment of not having a girl. In all moments, I release the disappointment of not having a girl. In all moments, I release the disappointment of not having a girl. In all moments.
I remove the disappointment wedged in my womb. In all moments.
I remove the disappointment wedged in my womb in all moments. I remove the disappointment wedged in my womb in all moments. I release the disappointment wedged in my womb in all moments. I release the disappointment wedged in my womb in all moments.
I release being disappointed with my body in all moments.
I release being disappointed with my body in all moments. I release being disappointed with my body in all moments. I release being disappointed with my body in all moments. I release being disappointed with my body in all moments.
I remove all the disappointment from my womb in all moments.
I remove all the disappointment from my womb in all moments. I remove all the disappointment from my womb in all moments. I remove all the disappointment from my womb in all moments. I remove all the disappointment from my womb in all moments.
I release cursing my own body in all moments.
I release cursing my own body in all moments. I release cursing my own body in all moments. I release cursing my body in all moments. I release cursing my body in all moments.
Do you feel that tingling in your butt area?
I feel very light and amazing. I feel your energy so beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
You're so loving.
Oh.
You want to cry?
Well, I feel bad about besmirching that group when it wasn't that group I was besmirching.
Oh, it's okay. It's okay. I understand. And you cleared that up. We're good.
Okay. I want to feel into that work with you for a minute. And it's not the hierarchy stuff that they do in Reiki. Pamela goes painstakingly with you to make sure you're doing it right. It's different work, right?
Yeah, Pamela, I've been mentoring with her for a while now, over a year.
Okay, good. Yes. Good.
It's excellent work.
Okay. I release the trauma of dying of pneumonia in all moments.
I release the trauma of dying of pneumonia in all moments. I release the trauma of dying of pneumonia in all moments. I release the trauma of dying of pneumonia in all moments. I release the trauma of dying of pneumonia in all moments.
I remove the memory of being thwapped on the back in all moments.
Of being slapped on the back?
Thwapped.
Oh, thwapped.
No, thwapped. THW. For some reason.
TH. Oh, thwacked?
Thwapped. We don't use it now, but in the day that you had the pneumonia, that's the word they called it. Thwapped. THWAPPED.
Okay, thwapped. it took me a minute.
Yeah.
You get it? Thwapped. Okay, so it's I release the trauma of being thwapped?
No, nope. I remove the memory of being thwapped on the back in all moments.
I remove the memory of being thwapped on the back in all moments. I remove the memory of being thwapped on the back in all moments. I remove the memory of being thwapped on the back in all moments. I remove the memory of being thwapped on the back in all moments.
How does that feel?
It feels, at this moment, I feel like, ready for more.
Okay. I remove the fluid from my... Did we do that one? I remove the fluid from my lungs?
I believe we did, yes.
I expand my lungs in all moments.
I expand my lungs in all moments. I expand my lungs in all moments. I expand my lungs in all moments. I expand my lungs in all moments.
So, the ribs are meant to be flexible. They're meant to, like, stretch. I returned flexibility into my intercostal muscles in all moments.
I returned flexibility into my intercostal muscles in all moments. I returned flexibility into my intercostal muscles in all moments. I returned flexibility into my intercostal muscles in all moments. I returned flexibility into my intercostal muscles in all moments.
I remove all trauma from my intercostal muscles in all moments.
I remove all trauma from my intercostal muscles in all moments. I remove all trauma from my intercostal muscles in all moments. I remove trauma from my intercostal muscles in all moments. I remove trauma from my intercostal muscles in all moments.
Okay, this one's kind of creepy. This is a new tap.
Okay.
I release rigor mortis from my body in all moments.
I release rigor mortis from my body in all moments. I release rigor mortis from my body in all moments. I release rigor mortis from my body in all moments. I release rigor mortis from my body in all moments. That makes sense.
I remove all engrams of rigor mortis from my body in all moments.
I remove all engrams of rigor mortis from my body in all moments. I remove all engrams of rigor mortis from my body in all moments. I remove all engrams of rigor mortis from my body in all moments. I remove all engrams of rigor mortis from my body in all moments.
I release being trapped in my body after death in all moments.
I release being trapped in my body after death in all moments. I release being trapped in my body after death in all moments. I release being trapped in my body after death in all moments. I release being trapped in my body after death in all moments.
So the lifetime when you were burned alive, you were pulled out of the body so quickly to prevent yourself from experiencing that pain. And so when it came to the lifetime of being dying of pneumonia, you were expecting that same sensation to be pulled out. And it didn't happen the same way because you weren't in fight or flight like that. So you took a passive stance in the process of dying. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
I release taking a passive stance in all moments.
I release taking a passive stance in all moments. I release taking a passive stance in all moments. I release taking a passive stance in all moments. I release taking a passive stance in all moments.
I release being paralyzed in my own passive stance in all moments.
I release being, what was that word?
Paralyzed.
Oh, paralyzed. I release being paralyzed in a passive stance in all moments. I release being paralyzed in a passive stance in all moments. I release being paralyzed in a passive stance in all moments. I release being paralyzed in a passive stance in all moments.
I release the trauma of being buried alive in all moments.
I release the trauma of being buried alive in all moments. I release the trauma of being buried alive in all moments. I release the trauma of being buried alive in all moments. I release the trauma of being buried alive in all moments.
Does that resonate at all?
It feels good, to tell you the truth.
You weren't really alive, but you stayed with the body. I release staying with the body after death in all moments.
I release staying with the body after death in all moments. I release staying with the body after death with all in all moments. I release staying with the body after death in all moments. I release staying with the body after death in all moments.
So why did you want to have a session? Was there a particular thing?
Yes. Issues with my stomach and issues with my teeth and gums popping up a lot. And Pamela had said I have to speak the truth, and I've gone round and round trying to figure out what is not preventing me of speaking my truth. My stomach has been not feeling very well.
Oh, good. So when you're burned alive for just being you, that shuts you down from speaking your truth, because if you say something, it means trauma.
Yeah.
I release being punished for speaking my truth in all moments.
I release being punished for speaking my truth in all moments. I release being punished for speaking my truth in all moments. I release being punished for speaking my truth in all moments. I release being punished for speaking my truth in all moments.
I release having my teeth pulled out in all moments.
I release having my teeth pulled out in all moments. I release having my teeth pulled out in all moments. I release having my teeth pulled out in all moments. I release having my teeth pulled out in all moments.
So I see this thing of you like you had a gold tooth. Do you have like a fake tooth somewhere on your mouth right now?
No, I don't.
Okay, good. So I see them pulling out your gold tooth. Like they're stealing your tooth because it's gold.
That's nice.
No, it's not. Yeah, so the sarcasm works against you.
Right.
Because your brain doesn't know you're making a joke. And your brain thinks you're betraying it.
Oh.
Do you do that? Do you use that a lot?
Sometimes I do.
You gotta stop it because you're sending confusing messages to your body.
Okay.
I untangle my communications in all moments.
I untangle my communications in all moments. I untangle my communications in all moments. I untangle my communications in all moments. I untangle my communications in all moments.
So, if you need to use sarcasm, the only way to use it is for the positive instead of the negative. Like, before I believed it, I used to tell everyone I'm a dynamic healer. And it was tongue-in-cheek until it wasn't.
Got it.
So you have to do the same thing. Yeah, I'm a dynamic healer.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah. Did you recant your vows yet?
This is a set of
actual vows in the worksheet. Like, I recant my vow of silence in all moments.
Oh, silence. Alright, do you want me to tap that now?
Yes.
Okay. I recant my vows of silence.
No, it's not vows, it's the vow.
I recant my vow of silence in all moments. I recant my vow of silence in all moments. I recant my vow of silence in all moments. I recant my vow of silence in all moments.
I recant my vow to not transcend in all moments.
I recant my vow to not transcend in all moments.
Transcend with a D.
Transcend. I recant my vow to not transcend in all moments. I recant my vow to not transcend in all moments. I recant my vow to not transcend in all moments. I recant my vow to not transcend in all moments.
I recant my vow of humility in all moments.
I recant my vow of humility in all moments. I recant my vow of humility in all moments. I recant my vow of humility in all moments. I recant my vow of humility.
I remove myself from all caste systems in all moments.
I remove myself from all caste systems in all moments. I remove myself from all caste systems in all moments. I remove myself from all caste systems in all moments. I remove myself from all caste systems in all moments.
So, in a past lifetime, it feels like you were a lower caste, maybe in India or something. And so that carried over. So you think if you're equal to others, you shouldn't be there. And you're trying to hide so you don't get found out. Does that make sense?
Oh, yes.
I release the belief I'm at a lower station in life, in all moments.
I release the belief I'm at a lower station in life, in all moments. I release the belief I'm at a lower station in life, in all moments. I release the belief I'm at a lower station in life, in all moments. I release the belief I'm at a lower station in life, in all moments.
I remove all engrams of being in a caste system in all moments.
I remove all engrams of being in a caste system in all moments. I remove all engrams of being in a caste system in all moments. I remove all engrams of being in a caste system in all moments. I remove all engrams of being in a caste system.
So you want to do the energetic cleanse on, there's Indian gods. I don't know if that's Muslim or Hindu. Is it Hindu?
I'm not.
With the elephant? Everyone.
Elephant is Hindu.
Yeah. So do the energetic cleanse with Hinduism.
Hinduism.
And then there's two goddesses. I think it's Shiva. Do you know who she is?
I believe Shiva is male.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then do the energetic cleanse with Shiva and then Kali.
Kali.
Kali's female, right?
Yes.
Okay.
The destroyer, yes.
Do the energetic cleanse with Kali.
Okay.
But it's supposed to be a good destroyer, right? Okay, it breaks up old consciousness. So, I release having my confidence broken up by Kali in all moments.
I release having my confidence broken up by Kali in all moments. I release having my confidence broken up by Kali in all moments. I release having my confidence broken up by Kali in all moments. I release having my confidence broken up by Kali in all moments.
So these are the consciousness of these gods that you're at an equal level with now, if not higher. No, it's pretty big because you feel like you need to subjugate yourself to these these gods. I release subjugating myself to deities in all moments.
I release subjugating myself to deities in all moments. I release subjugating myself to deities in all moments. I release subjugating myself to deities in all moments. I release subjugating myself to deities in all moments.
How does that feel?
Good. It feels good and it resonates a lot.
Okay, good. So do the energetic cleanse with all deities.
All deities. Okay.
So, what else? I see you in the desert. Were you with Pamela in as an Essene?
She said I'm part of the Magdalene group.
Yeah, okay, good. So I see you there. Why do you hold yourself back so much, though? What's the fear?
Rejected.
Okay. I release the fear of being rejected in all moments.
I release the fear of being rejected in all moments. I release the fear of being rejected in all moments. I release the fear of being rejected in all moments. I release the fear of being rejected in all moments.
Do you know why you thought you would be rejected?
No.
You were a little girl still.
Oh.
So it wasn't innate in your character. You were just younger. And so you just wanted to be treated like one of the adults, and you just weren't there yet. That resonates, right?
Yeah.
I release being stuck in little girl frequency in all moments.
I release being stuck in little girl frequency in all moments. I release being stuck in little girl frequency in all moments. I release being stuck in little girl frequency in all moments. I release being stuck in little girl frequency in all moments.
So the grid work is actually establishing spirituality all across the world, right?
I think so.
It's like raising consciousness all around the world. I release being treated like a little girl in all moments.
I release being treated like a little girl in all moments. I release being treated like a little girl in all moments. I release being treated like a little girl in all moments. I release being treated like a little girl in all moments.
I raise my voice to adulthood in all moments.
I raise my voice to adulthood in all moments. I raise my voice to adulthood in all moments. I raise my voice to adulthood in all moments. I raise my voice to adulthood in all moments.
Something's releasing in your face. What's the belief system? Do you believe you're attractive or unattractive?
People think I'm attractive. I don't like it when they do, and I hide.
Oh, good. Good. I release being singled out for my beauty in all moments.
I release being singled out for my beauty in all moments. I release being singled out for my beauty in all moments. I release being singled out for my beauty in all moments. I release being singled out for my beauty in all moments.
I release being sacrificed. I release the trauma of being sacrificed in all moments.
I release the trauma of being sacrificed in all moments. I release the trauma of being sacrificed in all moments. I release the trauma of being sacrificed in all moments. I release the trauma of being sacrificed in all moments.
I release the trauma of gaining favor of the king in all moments.
I release the trauma of gaining favor with the king in all moments. I release the trauma of gaining favor with the king in all moments. I release the trauma of gaining favor with the king in all moments. I release the trauma of gaining favor with the king in all moments.
I release the trauma of being bedded down with the king in all moments.
I release the trauma of being bedded down with the king in all moments. I release the trauma of being bedded down with the king in all moments. I release the trauma of being bedded down with the king in all moments. I release the trauma of being bedded down with the king in all moments.
Does this resonate at all?
Yeah.
I release being raped by the king in all moments.
I release being raped by the king in all moments. I release being raped by the king in all moments. I release being raped by the king in all moments. I release being raped by the king in all moments.
I release being impregnated by the king in all moments.
I release being impregnated by the king in all moments. I release being impregnated by the king in all moments. I release being impregnated by the king in all moments. I release being impregnated by the king in all moments.
I release dying in childbirth in all moments.
I release dying in childbirth. In all moments, I release dying in childbirth. In all moments, I release dying in childbirth. In all moments, I release dying in childbirth. In all moments,
I release bleeding out. In all moments,
I release bleeding out. In all moments, I release bleeding out. In all moments, I release bleeding out. In all moments, I release bleeding out. In all moments.
I release being discarded after childbirth in all moments.
I release being discarded after childbirth in all moments. I release being discarded after childbirth in all moments. I release being discarded after childbirth in all moments. I release being discarded after childbirth in all moments.
So it feels like some of this is coming through. You know, boys are not as thoughtful as girls sometimes.
Yeah.
So it feels like you get some of this treatment from your boys.
Yeah.
I release being invalidated by the boys in all moments.
I release being invalidated by the boys in all moments. I release being invalidated by the boys in all moments. I release being invalidated by the boys in all moments. I release being invalidated by the boys in all moments.
I release being mistreated by the boys in all moments.
I release being mistreated by the boys in all moments. I release being mistreated by the boys in all moments. I release being mistreated by the boys in all moments. I release being mistreated by the boys in all moments.
I release being taken for granted in all moments.
I release being taken for granted in all moments. I release being taken for granted in all moments. I release being taken for granted in all moments. I release being taken for granted in all moments.
I release feeling discarded in all moments.
I release being discarded.
No.
All moments.
Feeling.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's okay. It hits different. So when they're not appreciative, you feel discarded. You're bringing in that truth from another lifetime into this one, and it's not necessary. Does that make sense?
Yes.
I release, because they love you. They don't mean, they're just boys, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I release feeling discarded in all moments.
I release feeling discarded in all moments. I release feeling discarded in all moments. I release feeling discarded in all moments. I release feeling discarded in all moments.
I release rejecting my own beauty in all moments.
I release rejecting my own beauty?
Mm-hmm.
I release rejecting my own beauty in all moments. I release rejecting my beauty.
My own beauty.
I release rejecting my own beauty in all moments. I release rejecting my own beauty in all moments. I release rejecting my own beauty in all moments. I release rejecting my own beauty in all moments.
I release subjugating myself in all moments.
I release subjugating myself in all moments. I release subjugating myself in all moments. I release subjugating myself in all moments. I release subjugating myself in all moments.
I release feeling unworthy in all moments.
I release feeling unworthy in all moments. I release feeling unworthy in all moments. I release feeling unworthy in all moments. I release feeling unworthy in all moments.
I release confusing being seen with being unsafe in all moments. I release confusing being seen with being unsafe in all moments.
I release confusing being seen with being unsafe in all moments?
Yeah.
Okay. I release confusing being seen with being unsafe in all moments. I release confusing with being seen with being unsafe in all moments. I release confusing
I release confusing being seen with being unsafe in all moments.
I release confusing being seen with being unsafe in all moments. I release confusing being seen with being unsafe in all moments. That was a tricky.
Try it all over again, the whole thing.
Okay. I release confusing with being seen.
No. See?
Oh, I release confusing with being
seen. Nope.
Nope. I gotta write it down.
Nope. Just, nope. I release confusing being seen. Repeat after me.
I release confusing being seen.
With being unsafe.
With being unsafe.
In all moments.
In all moments.
I release confusing being seen.
I release confusing being seen.
With being unsafe.
With being unsafe.
In all moments.
In all moments.
I release confusing being seen.
I release confusing being seen.
With being unsafe.
With being unsafe.
In all moments.
In all moments.
I release confusing being seen.
I release confusing being seen.
With being unsafe.
With being unsafe.
In all moments.
In all moments.
So, you're going to do the energetic cleanse. And you're going to do it at different levels. I'm going to show you how it works at different levels. You're going to do it at the physical level. You're going to do the energetic cleanse with being seen. No, you're going to do it with hiding.
Hiding.
Wait. Yeah. Then you're going to do the energetic cleanse on being unsafe. And then you're going to do it from the astral level by saying feeling unsafe.
Oh, cool.
Then you're going to do it from the causal level by doing it with all engrams of being unsafe.
Okay.
Then you're going to do it with the mental realm and the belief that I'm not safe.
Okay.
And then you're going to do it at the etheric level, and that's all residual issues around being unsafe. Or you can do it at the etheric level, all residual issues regarding hiding.
All residual issues regarding hiding, either or both?
Both.
Both, okay.
So, what you're doing is teaching yourself to do the energetic cleanse for the different bodies or the different levels of consciousness, the physical, astral, causal, mental, and etheric. See?
That's so awesome.
Yeah, and pay attention to yourself and which ones release better for you. Or release, yeah.
Okay.
You can do it, you could do it with pneumonia, you could do it with any issue. You could do it physically with dying of pneumonia, the energetic cleanse.
Okay.
Then you can do it like feeling like I'm dying of pneumonia. Then you can do it with the causal body and all engrams of dying of pneumonia. And do it from the mental body, all beliefs that I'm dying from pneumonia. Then do it from the etheric level of all residual issues regarding dying of pneumonia. Does that resonate?
I love it because now we're going into all those bodies, and I had a question about that because I would do feeling, and I'm like, well, but how about when you believe it and stuff, and so
it's a different body. That's the mental body.
Yeah.
And then if you're feeling it and believing it, then you have to do it with it happens. So. Excuse me.
What?
Yeah. Thank you. It happens, so you do it with physically, like, doing it.
Okay.
And then you do all engrams of it, and then all residual issues on it. So I'm going to give you, the physical subject is being burned alive. So what would the astral subject be for the energetic cleanse?
Feeling like I'm burned alive?
Yeah, like you're being burned alive. Always put it, yeah.
Oh, feeling like, okay.
Feeling like I'm being burned alive. What would the causal level be?
The causal level be all engrams of being burned alive.
Yes.
Yes.
What's the mental level one?
Believe that I am being burned alive.
Yes. And what is the etheric one?
All residual issues around being burned alive. lodge?
I usually say in regards to being... Because around, you're not getting in. But when you say in, you're penetrating it.
Okay.
So you got to watch your prepositions. You don't want to say on all moments or at all moments. You want to say in all moments because you want to penetrate the energy of it.
Oh, got it.
Every little word matters.
Right. Every little word matters. Yes.
Do this tap. I am centered and empowered in divine love in all moments.
I am centered and empowered in divine love in all moments. I am centered and empowered in divine love in all moments. I am centered and empowered in divine love in all moments. I am centered and empowered in divine love in all moments.
Okay, so I just want to make this very clear that your work with Pamela is priceless. And that group I was seeing at the beginning was not her group. It was the one before that group.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know that, right?
Yes. They, funny enough, they led me to her, funny enough. So.
Well.
The blessing in that.
They, you needed to take the next step. And so when I said that you know more than them, I wasn't speaking about Pamela. She's your equal. But it was that other group. You see that?
I do, very much. Yes, I do. Yeah.
So,
yes.
So the beauty about Pamela is she doesn't do that. She doesn't put herself above others. And the very fact that her and I are friends and that she supports what I do is a credit to her higher consciousness, because anywhere else she would get a pissing contest. Do you see?
Yes.
Okay. So I just want to make that clear because I said things at the beginning that made it sound like it was that group and it's not.
Yeah.
All right. Did I clear that up enough?
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
Did I emphasize it enough?
It's perfect. I know I love Pamela. Pamela's been always amazing and super loving, and everybody involved
yes.
with Pamela has been as well. Like
exactly. And everyone who comes to me from Pamela is doing such amazing work to open up consciousness on the planet. So I just want to make sure that there's no besmirching there. Okay.
It's an honor to do that, and I really appreciate your work, and I love to do the tap for humanity, and I just feel like you guys together are really, really amazing because you guys support each other and lift up each other, and then I feel like we all do it all together.
Exactly.
Yes, it's amazing.
It's in sisterhood. It's like she's amazing enough to help teach everyone how to give in sisterhood instead of take in brotherhood, you know, like the pissing contest.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she's an amazing gift to the world.
You both are, yes.
And so are you, so.
Thank you.
Let me just, do you feel your energy expanding now?
Yeah.
It's like there's like different layers of your energy in the middle of you. And they're finally expanding out. Do you get the sense of that?
Yeah, and lots of love. I feel lots and lots of love.
Oh, of course. You're amazing.
Thank you.
All right. You feel my love, right?
I do so much. You're like a hug. You are like
thank you.
I love it.
Did you like your session?
I loved it. It was amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and thank you for doing the work.
Yes, I will. I will continue, and I will see you later. I'll catch you later with Pamela.
All right, it'll be great.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right,
bye-bye. Bye for now. Thank you for being present during this person's sacred time of releasing. They may have waited many lifetimes to remove these burdens from themselves. Download the energetic cleanse from my website as my free gift to you to assist you in releasing your core issues and to assist all of humanity to awaken. Make a list of all the core issues that disturb you and run them one by one through all the taps in the energetic cleanse. You will feel lighter and lighter, and you'll feel more empowered, hopefully. If this episode resonated with you or you feel a special connection to my work, book a private session with me at genuinehealing.com. It accelerates the energy shifts in you and the world. If you are an energy practitioner of any kind, it can augment your work and clear you to do more. Thank you for being present here with me today. This is profound, sacred work we do, and you are seen and appreciated.